Welcome back to the Bruins Basketball Show. On this episode, we talk with sophomore guard Devin Dean. Be sure to catch the live shows streaming on Instagram Live throughout the summer and archived on IGTV. Now here's our conversation with Devin Dean.
Thanks for tuning in to the Bruins Basketball Show. Tonight's guest is Devin Dean, sophomore guard. I'm going to get him on here real quickly and then we'll get going.
What's up, coach?
What's going on, man? How are you?
Good.
What are you doing right now? Are you playing 2K?
Yeah, I'm playing the game.
You at least got to mute it while you're on here.
Yeah, I am.
So is this how you spend most of your free time now?
Yeah, and working out. I'm either playing the game at work or working out.
I hesitate to ask you this, but how many seasons into my player or into dynasty mode are you?
I'm actually in one season. I just played my part. I play with my friends a lot.
Okay. All right.
Playing.
So how have things been since summer started?
It's been good. I mean, I finally started my job, so that gave me something else to do instead of being at home.
Sure.
All day.
So, you know, we talk about like first year, and this first year was obviously a little bit weird with the way that things ended and everything.
Right.
If you, from strictly like a student perspective, how did you either describe your first year at Bob Jones or describe how you felt like it went?
First year at Bob Jones, you know, I was kind of scared because I heard about all the rules and, you know, all the rules basically. And I was like, I don't know if it's going to fit me as a person. And so going there was fun. My teammates really, really like made it home for me. And then I met a lot of new people. Teachers was nice. You know, it wasn't a bad year. I loved it. I actually enjoyed myself.
Even though, you know, a little bit different, you kind of worried coming in maybe a little bit. Like, it wasn't totally different from your high school experience,
it
right?
It wasn't too bad. Yeah, it wasn't bad. Because the workload was the same, basically, from school. The rules, yeah, it was okay, you know, coming from a private school to another private school. So I adjusted well. It was easy adjustment.
Sure. So, like, and then you said, like, workload, school, that kind of stuff. How'd you do? You don't have to blast your GPA out to anybody, but, like, but how'd you do academically?
First semester, I did well. Second, rocky.
but I mean, you get to the heart of the season, right? And then obviously with everything going online was probably a little bit different and everything. But how did you feel like you did balancing the student-athlete or the student part of it and the athlete part of it?
Oh, I did good balance it. Because, like, after practice, like, me and Kendall would go to the, like, den, do our work in there. We sometimes left campus. So, like, the workload with practice and all that was kind of easy to, like, get used to. And you just have to make time, basically.
Right. And you know, for, like, maybe people that are listening, maybe even, like, student athletes, high school athletes that want to be college athletes, how is that balancing all of that and managing your time and everything? Like, how much free time do you have? Is it only work? What is it like?
So what I did, I stayed on campus most of the time. So, like, I'd work after classes, you know, we have practice, and then I try to finish my work a day ahead. So, like, I have free time the next day or the day after and stuff like that. But, like, the weekends is really where I have most of my free time on Saturday and Sundays because we didn't practice and anything.
I feel like you guys did a pretty good job balancing most of the stuff, like even going on trips and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Keeping the grades up, that kind of thing. I know you did pretty well, like you said, first semester, but I think you're selling yourself a little bit short. I mean, you did pretty well overall, at least.
Yeah, overall, yeah, I did good.
All right, so that's all the student part of it. And everybody wants to just hear about the basketball side of it. So, basketball speaking, I guess even like maybe probably some haven't even heard what happened to how you ended up at Bob Jones.
Oh, so I ended up breaking my wrist my last year at AAU, and it was like right before July. So I broke my wrist, sat out, and I came back, and like I had offers from like Newberry. I was looking at Erskine. And I didn't hear nothing about Bob Jones until my headmaster at First Baptist said he know Coach U. And so one day Coach U came down for a workout. saw me worked out, and then came to like an all-star game that I had. And then I think I came up there or whatnot.
Yep.
And then he offered me. And I was like, no,
I
I'm
think
going
you
to
had
take that
still
one.
like it. You had like you were coming back from something,
Yeah, I came
because
back from my broken wrist.
when you came up to Bob Jones, you hadn't been playing from. Remember when you came and I worked
Yeah,
you
I
out?
do remember that. That's because I had tonsillitis as well my senior year
Oh.
after playoffs. I had tonsillitis, and then we came up for that workout, and I just got off like my medication and all that. You tried to kill me,
I'll be
but my
honest, it wasn't the finest workout that I've ever had somebody go through, but
that
you weren't
workout was,
terrible.
yeah.
I could see glimmer of what Coach U was trying to sell me. So I didn't write you off at least. I didn't write you off
That workout was so hard. Oh my God.
at least. So, all right. So now first year playing for the Bruins. Do you feel like there was an adjustment period, or did you feel like you kind of like acclimated to things pretty quickly?
It definitely was an adjustment. Because first year, I was trying to feel my way with the teammates, seniors, stuff like that. And like I was still trying to get used to offense, you know, and I think second semester, I really started vibing with the team more, knowing my role and then knowing what my teammates best at and know what they're doing. Like Dan can shoot, so I know I have to set him up for jump shots and stuff like that. So,
It seemed like you just like second semester you kind of just started playing,
yeah.
as opposed to like first semester you kind of looked like you were trying to think things through and like you said trying to figure out what you don't want to step on other guys' toes and that kind of
Right.
stuff. And I thought you did
Yeah.
really well like between the two. So do you feel like there was a point where maybe you were like, okay, I'm ready to go now? Was there maybe a game or something like that?
Oh yeah, it was when we was in Florida,
Yeah.
Johnson tournament.
Yeah.
Coach U was like, he looked at, I think we was losing the second game, maybe, and Coach U looked at me and was like, I just need you to play. And then ever since then, went off from there, and I just
That's
started
funny
playing.
because like when I was thinking through that question, I thought like the exact same thing. Like I didn't remember. I can't remember what game it was. It was probably the third game. Was it the Johnson game? The last
I
one?
think so. Yeah, I think
Yeah,
so.
the last one of the tournament. And I just remember the Johnson trip. Like after that, I was like, all right, he's ready now. He's ready now.
That's, I remember those exact words from Coach U.
And
But
then we
yeah.
came back and then had the Pensacola game and then got going to the rest of the region. And you put up, I mean, you had some big games.
Yeah, it was fun. I
It
shout out to Coach U.
to the point where you finished up all freshman team.
Yeah, and
Were you
then
second
second.
team all region?
Yeah, second
Okay.
team and then freshman, first team.
I don't know if we've ever had somebody do that as a freshman. Like Dan's been all was all freshman team.
Right.
Nate maybe was like all region his freshman year, but I can't remember. I don't know that he was. So now, I mean, you set the bar pretty high now, right?
I know, yeah.
Yeah,
Definitely did.
you can't go down though.
Oh no, I'm not. I'm not.
No,
I'm
no.
not.
All
I
right,
like it.
so in relation to that, what are you doing on, like, what are you working on this off season? What specifically are you working on?
Right now I'm working on, of course, my left hand, you know. I'm working on losing weight. I
How's
kind
that
of,
going so far?
it's going good. I've been
Okay.
losing pounds slowly, but it's going down.
Are
But
you
yeah,
running or eating different or what?
I'm trying to eat different. I'm staying away from carbs, a lot of
Okay.
carbs. And then I've been working out a lot, running, weightlifting, of course. I haven't really been in the gym too much. I've been outside mostly.
Sure.
So
Sure.
I've been definitely working.
So what would without making predictions for things next year, but like what kinds of things are you expecting from yourself, from the team, and from the season?
For myself, just being a better leader from last year, leading my team, hopefully to a regional championship. From my team, just to come in, work hard, harder than last year, freshmen. Just be able to take in information, willing to learn and grow as a team. And what was the last one? That was the last one.
General, just in general, it's maybe
Oh.
something the fans, what are the fans going to see next year out of you or out of the team?
Oh, it's gonna be a dunk fest, telling
All
folks.
right.
Big dunk fest.
Who's somebody that they need to watch out for outside of you?
Oh, Dustin, Kendall. I feel like we can get Eli to dunk. I feel like we can get Eli. And the freshmen's definitely.
There's several of the freshmen that have some bounce.
Yeah.
Are there any of those guys you played with where they did something you're like, wow, they
I think
surprise you at all?
Kenny and
Kenny can
Dominique.
hoop.
Yeah, Dominique. Yeah.
He's fast as lightning.
What? Well, I saw his highlight and I was
Nobody can stay in front of him.
like that's Steve right there, so
That's gonna be wild. It's gonna be crazy if we get like five guards out there with all that speed and athleticism.
That's gonna be fun. That's
It could
gonna
be
be a
wild.
show.
It
That's
could
gonna
be
be a
wild.
show.
It could be wild. All right. Well, I won't keep you too long. I know you got the season to get back to. So I'll
Yes,
let you get
sir.
back to putting in work, man. I appreciate you coming on.
Of course, anytime.
All right, brother. It was good talking to you.
Good talking to you too.
All right, man. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Bruins Basketball Show. If you aren't already, follow the team on Instagram and Twitter at BJU Bruins MBB. We hope you'll join us next week for another episode of the Bruins Basketball Show.